Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to improve as we move forward through the next few days. Our big upper-level low-pressure system that has been responsible for the cooling trend across the region and much precipitation in recent days will be shifting to the north and weakening as it does. So this will be the last day for precipitation of significance in some areas, but another day will be possible across the northern parts of the Midwest until the upper-level low moves further into Canada. We'll expect the lower parts of the Midwest from Kansas and southern portions of Nebraska over into portions of central and southern Illinois and southern Indiana and the western two-thirds of Kentucky to see dry weather as we go through the next 7 days. There's an outside risk of a shower every once in a while, but most of the precipitation that occurs will be insignificant, and there will be a warming trend taking place. A ridge of high pressure will actually build up across the plains as we get into the weekend. It'll get hot out there in hard red winter wheat country, and even in portions of the southwestern Corn Belt. Temperatures will rise up into the middle 80s and some 90s across hard red winter wheat country, and we'll likely see breezy conditions, low relative humidity, and increased crop stress in those unirrigated areas that have been fighting dryness for quite some time. For the western Corn Belt, we'll also see a drying trend, but there's more moisture in the ground, and stress for early season crops is certainly not expected to be very significant, even though temperatures in the 80s will become a little bit more common. Now, we do expect to see shower activity in the northern parts of the Midwest still linger for another day or two. As I mentioned before, the precipitation is not going to be heavy, but it will be at least somewhat persistent for another day or two. We'll look for drier weather occurring from Friday into the first part of next week across the northern parts of the Midwest, and during that period of time, the northern plains will also see an improving trend. For the heart of the Midwest, we'll expect the drier conditions to not only occur as we move forward through the end of this week, the weekend, and early next week, but it will probably continue into midweek next week, and in addition to the drier bias will be a lot of warmth. That ridge of high pressure I mentioned previously will march to the east across the heart of the Midwest and pass through the Delta as well, and these areas will get very warm for us a few days as we go through the middle and latter part of next week and into the following weekend. As a result, we'll see much improved planting opportunities and general field working conditions across most of the Midwest as we go through that period of time. The precipitation potentials will begin to return again towards the latter part of next week, beginning in the western Corn Belt and parts of hard red winter wheat country. The precipitation that does occur is not expected to be very heavy initially, but there could be some strong thunderstorms developing later in the week next week. We'll watch for that rather closely. The heat in the Midwest should bring temperatures into the 80s across the lower parts of the region, and some 60 and lower 70 degree temperatures will occur in the northern parts of the region. All of the warmth will follow this week's colder than normal conditions. Temperatures this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon in the western Corn Belt will only be in the upper 40s and 50s. The eastern Midwest will see 50 and lower 60 degree temperatures the same 2 days, and we'll expect a warming trend to begin shortly thereafter that will bring on the warmer weather. But remember, the hottest conditions will hold off until late in the weekend or early next week, actually early to midweek next week across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.